Jenny, you up this early this morning?
Hi.
What's got you out of bed so early?
What do you mean?
It's a Sunday morning, you didn't have to get up.
I did, that's why I opened up this morning.
You had what?
I opened up this morning. I was supposed to open up yesterday morning as well, but I overslept.
Can't say I blame you.
I can't believe it, though, last night, not last night, the night before, Friday night, I went to bed early knowing I'd got to get up Saturday morning. I still managed to oversleep.
It's usually the way.
It's not the law, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Last night I was in bed by 20 past 10. I was in bed, and I tell you, I must have been asleep by half past, because David said to me, "You going to sleep?" I said, "Yeah." And then I was asleep, you know. And this morning, oh, I didn't want to get out of that bed. It was so warm. Oh, I didn't want to get out at all.
It's funny because Linda does the same thing. Weekends, she's bright and early, half past seven, quarter to eight. Weekdays, when she needs to get up at quarter to seven, she said, "I could have slept this morning."
I'm generally okay during the week. I think it's probably the weather as much as anything, because it's very dark, isn't it?
Yes.
It was very dark all day yesterday.
Yes.
And that makes you feel tired. It's very dark when you get up in the mornings now.
It's not natural, really.
No,
is it?
Your body just doesn't want to.
And the animals don't get up, do they?
No, that's it.
Poor old Jenny. And what time does Nina have to get up?
Emma.
What time does Emma have to get up?
This morning.
Yeah.
I got up at about half past eight.
Oh, that's not too bad, is it?
No, that's quite nice. I can't get up.
Yeah. That's when I'm trying to stay in bed and can't on a Sunday. I can't, thank you, love.
Wakes us all up with fever.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I don't. It's weekdays and I usually want to go back to sleep.
I'm okay during the week. I've got into a routine of getting up and going to sleep and all the rest of it. But the weekends, like I have every other weekend off, so it's not quite so routine.
No.
Weekend. I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
I usually enjoy my lying for the weekend so much and perhaps want to play there.
Can't say I blame you.
Bye-bye.
Another dingy day today. See you in the morning, dear. Cheers. You just missed Rocket. and the wardens are here. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Ah, don't go under there. Be a good boy, hurry up. Hurry up, be a good boy. Here's Alison. There's a good boy. There's my good lad. Who's coming? Who's coming? Who's coming, Rocket? Hello. Hello, Henry. Hello, Lucy.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, love. You were quick.
Toothpaste when you rang.
You were quick.
Well, I thought, wow, what a dog walk special.
Well, I phoned you twice before, and there's been no answer, so I must.
Away.
Oh, you did tell me, yeah. So the weekend before that, I think
I
was late.
Through, enough weekends, I really need just to go away and have a get away from this part of the world and have a break.
Yes.
And it worked, in consequence of which, on the Monday morning when I was back,
yeah.
Got out and went to work and had this bloody awful throat. And I
oh no.
That, you know that awful viral thing that's going around? I'm meant to be past being infectious now and I wouldn't be here with you. Good boy, Henry. And I think it's one of those classic cases. You can cope as long as you have to. And as soon as you relax, you're so run down
something
and tired. The first bug that comes along says, right, yep. I'll move in here.
Yep.
And so
all right, sweetie, give it to me then.
For this week, but better out the other end of it. Henry, board it down. Board it down and sit. Oh, wait. Now, if you're charging off up there, and if you throw it, you won't see where
no,
it goes. He's
no,
so dark.
No, you have to wait.
Henry, come back here, you rotten cheek. Good boy. Auntie's got it.
Look.
He's so silly. He charges off with such... Good girl, Ludabelle. Charges up with such enthusiasm, usually in the wrong direction.
Oh, poor old Rocket, I mean, he runs after the ball, then runs past it and leaves it.
Oh no.
He won't really play.
Well, actually, a girlfriend of mine came around to see me yesterday. Oh, lunchtime-ish, was it? And Henry forgot his ball. He got so excited it was going out, he put it down in the hall, came here, and was thoroughly miserable all the way round. So without his ball, he's lost. You know, a dog walk isn't a dog walk for
the
Henry.
The stick won't do.
No, chase it twice and then Lucy takes on and eats it for him.
Yes.
So anyway, how's life been with you?
Oh, not bad.
Good.
But
does your daughter live with you?
Oh,
or
yes.
Or she does?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I think that's a blessing, isn't it?
Marvellous.
One human being on your side, if you
Marvellous.
Know what I mean.
Yes. You couldn't Absolute be more
life-saver.
Right.
Absolute lifesaver. Yeah. You
couldn't be more right, except
it's a funny
that...
thing, you know, because mothers and daughters... And I love it when my mum comes out, she's a dreadful sleeper, and if you're having a bad time and you get up in the middle of the night to go make a cup of tea, there's always a little voice saying, yes, let's have a cup of tea, dear. And you can sit and rabbit to the
yes.
point where my father will normally be woken up in his room with the hilarious giggles which don't take long to ensue, and it's one of life's real treats.
Yes.
Real treats.
Oh yes, dinner is, but she's inclined to be a little bit too...
Protective of you.
Yes, and she cannot disseminate her feelings.
Mm. Mm.
When she disapproves of something he's said or done.
How's it come?
Well, she just Can she doesn't say it. She doesn't say all that much. She'll probably just get up and walk out of the room or heave a big sigh or something.
Yeah. But wasn't I allowed to have on your side around the place? You'd probably without you go completely back.
You know I think I would.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Oh, Mum rings her every now and then. Your father is driving me back to
yes.
Mother. You do not have to stay there. Why is it, you know, he's quite capable of looking after himself for a weekend. You know, my father had a series of strokes when he was in his 50s.
Yes.
Mainly because of hard work, self-induced. He was just a compulsive workaholic.
Yes.
And my, he loved what he did, but he did so many hours at it that nobody was going to survive. And for my mother, he's mentally unimpaired. But he suddenly became an old man through overnight, and she has to look after him to an extent that would drive most people bonkers.
Yes.
But having said that, she's got a freezer full of sort of ready meals. All he has to do is literally one hand lift the freezer, put the plate out, put it in the microwave, and he's got a cooked meal.
Yes.
And puddings over here. So he's quite capable
yes.
for a weekend being on his own. And I said, Mother, for Pete's sake, come up here and get away for a weekend, because it's a hell of a burden to carry with no relief. I mean, even going on holiday, she has to book it, organise it, pack it, wash it, you name it. It's getting cold being overgrown this day.
Isn't it?
Doesn't
capture.
And it was more often than he was. It didn't need to be like this.
The first time we had a break together, Linda said, let's go somewhere. I said, well, somewhere fairly close where we can take little Rocket.
Yes.
So we took a cottage on Canvey Island.
Yes.
I'd always heard it was a bit of a sort of Blackpool type thing.
Yes.
But it was beautiful. Some lovely countryside. Absolutely gorgeous.
Mm.
Would you believe it? He said, I've got to work on the aeroplane this week. He'd got the week off. I've got to work on the aeroplane. So, I shall be all right. And I can eat down the airfield. On the Wednesday he arrived to see how we were getting on. Complaining like mad because he hadn't been able to find where the cottage was. I said, but I left you a detailed map. I left you a full address and a telephone number and a fully detailed map.
So helpful.
I said, grudgingly, I must admit, I said, You're going to stay overnight? No, no, I've come to take you both out to dinner, he said.
That's good.
I've got to work. It was an excuse.
Good. Oh, I know, done well.
But I've got to work on the plane tomorrow. You know, when we came back the next Saturday, I couldn't get through the front door. He'd gone to the little chef for breakfast because there weren't any crocks left to use.
Oh,
the kitchen was piled up. Linda took my suitcase upstairs. I'd seen to the dog. He's very good in the car, as you know. Took my suitcase. I couldn't get through the bedroom door. There were bedclothes on the floor where we'd had a sudden hot spell. He hadn't folded them up and put them in the spare room.
Just
left them lying on the floor.
It is extraordinary. After 18 years in my life, I
said to someone... He was quite capable of doing it properly.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's just my father. He likes being waited on.
Oh, yes.
Mum is there and is expected to do it. And I mean, Mum's in house for her own bloody life, for God's sake.
Yes.
It really annoys me. I every now and again have to sit him down and say, now, look, you... Oi, Henry, I'm here... The actual tragedy is my daddy adores my mother. I mean, the sun has always shone out. She's the only person in the world for him.
Yes.
But he will, I think, unwittingly use her shamelessly.
Was he the only son?
He was an only child.
Yeah.
Absolute menace.
Yes.
But Ken, I was going to say, right? Mummy's
darling.
Married, and he was one of three boys whose mother never worked. You know, she's a typical housemaid. I said to him, being myself a compulsive bather, and I bath every day of the week, I love wallowing in the hot bath. Ken will bath once a week under duress. He'd shower occasionally. And if you bath, I said to him, did your mother defy you ever to pick a damp towel up off the floor? Because he'd have a bath, and all the towels would be soaked on the floor. How was it my job always to go in, pick them up, organise them?
I couldn't agree more.
You know,
I mean, I used to do a full-time job outside the home. And then come back and do all the housework and the washing and the children.
This is what absolutely gets you.
Let's have it then, Henry. Leave it.
Stand aside, doggies.
Hello.
Throw my ball. Come on, down.
Fally down, Henry. Come along. Henry, fally down. Good boy. Never, now let Jimmy throw it for you, because it's good and soggy and she'll really enjoy
that. Oh, lovely.
Oh,
better not throw it at the cyclist, had I? Better not throw it.
Wait. Make sure it goes down before it gets a bit lovely. If you throw it up in the air, he's only got two-dimensional vision, Henry. He never looks up at anything.
You too.
But, I told you the story of our cleaning lady, and the family, right?
No.
Well... 2 or 3 years ago, I said to Ken, it's really mad. We're both working full time, him on shifts and me Monday, Friday, 9 to 5. Come Friday night, I start, and I spend the entire weekend washing ironing, cooking, cleaning.
That's right.
I said, just in time for Sunday night, where I do my 6,000 miles over, bath, hair, wash, and all the usual.
Yes.
In order to be fit and clean, to get back to work on Monday morning.
That's right.
And I said to him, I've worked out, it's less than the morning of my day, to have a firm come in, you know, as a
Molly maid.
Yep. To come in and blitz the place from top to bottom, and if we just have them once a fortnight, the in-between weekend, I can fizz round,
yes,
because it won't have got that awful.
Well, not with
right,
both of you out.
Right, he said, no. We'll have it. So I paid for them, and they came for 18 months, 2 years. At the end of which, the quality of the worker deteriorated, the price was rocketing up,
yeah,
and more seriously, they insisted on coming on a Wednesday lunchtime. Now, Wednesday, I do all the intensive care men, and it's not an easy option. You really need to come home lunchtime after doing all of them, and have
relax,
some peace and quiet, not the world and his wife with a vacuum cleaner in hand. So I kept saying to him, please, could you like to go?
I don't mind, I usually go in the meadow.
Not, I mean, come on a Wednesday, by all means. But can you just avoid my lunch hour?
Next
weekend, you'd miss my lunch hour, the next weekend they were back again. And I warned them several times, and in the end I said, look, forget it. I've had it, you know, the work's gone off. And as far as I'm concerned, this Wednesday lunch has really got to me. And the price I'm starting to pay is no longer worth it to me. Rocket!
He's eating something, little devil.
Stop
it!
Rocket.
No! Come! Come!
Can you get this rocket?
Come!
So I said, Ken, you will help me, won't you? You won't go back to me doing everything. Oh, Lord, he said, I'll do my share. So we went back to a routine whereby I did washing, ironing, cooking, cleaning, washing the flowers, mowing the lawn, doing the flower bed and growing the veggies, and he walked the dog.
That's typical.
Terribly short. Sorry, Henry, do you tell me? It's never, not down here, though. It's all leaky. You'll never find it again. I never saw that it was quite in balance, but you know, you just... It's the case that if somebody else doesn't do something and you can't stand looking at it as it is, you will get on and do it.
Yes.
Which is something they get to rely on. And I think he's going to have a hell of an awakening because he's never in all our married life washed a sock.
No.
I mean, clean clothes have magically appeared in drawers, cupboards, ironed, ready to go. And at the moment, he's living in a hostel where I don't know too much about it, but they have clean sheets put on for them.
Oh, how nice.
Endless hot water. But I mean, I like, for the first time in his life, he's trying to find what an iron looks like. He's never ironed a hanky in his life.
My husband hasn't.
Never, ever.
I can't remember Keith ever changing sheets on the bed. Ever.
No, it doesn't cross their mind.
Not even when I got a new baby or something.
Did he ever clean the loo for you?
No. Oh,
why
no.
That's what really used to get to me. I'd come back from work as a somebody, and at home I was the loo cleaner.
Yes. I had exactly the same thing, being a top flight secretary at work.
Yes, come home and nothing but the lady with a heartbeat with her head down the loo.
That's right, and not even a word of appreciation for a sale you've clinched or a good impression you've made on the MD
thing.
Or something.
No.
Which reflects on your boss, of course.
Taken as read with no credit given to you.
That's right.
If, on the other hand, you felt awful on the Saturday and you haven't done your chores, if it's time to turn up on the Sunday, Al, how could you expect Ken to live in a place like this? Excuse me, we both live here, we both work full time.
Yes.
And in fact, he had more useful hours of daylight to do things.
Well,
I used
to work longer hours.
Yes.
And my husband did. Much longer hours.
Absolutely monstrous.
Because I was out with my first daughter at 7:45 in the morning to catch the bus to take her to her adopted auntie.
Mm.
And he was still sort of
surfing.
Yes, exactly. And I'd be out
really
in all weathers, catch the bus.
Yes.
And then get back, and I worked 8:30 till 5:30.
And it's a long day, and then you have to come back, and your day is far from over.
Oh, too
then
true.
You go into the realms of right.
Yes.
It's not just the cooking. I mean, occasionally you will cook, but you need somebody who has to think, what are we going to have, and either go and buy it or get it out and thaw it.
They don't think
it's all of that.
What about the clearing up when they have cooked?
Oh, yes.
They use three dishes and bowls for everyone you'd use.
Oh, absolutely.
It's horrendous.
Yes, it really is extraordinary.
My son-in-law's, one of them is not too good, but at least he does decorating. Good morning. He does decorating and things. He helps
Henry,
like that.
Please.
And he will do a bit of washing up if they don't want to use the washing up machine.
Henry, Paulie. Come on, Paulie down.
But my middle son-in-law is absolutely marvellous. He's got two sons. I don't know. His mother had two sons, but she said they're not going to be helpless. You've lost it, stupid. They both went into the Scouts and the Rangers, and Evie made each of them do their own beds, clear their bedrooms on Saturdays.
Oh.
And now, I mean, Debbie's got this horrendous pregnancy, having lost two babies, you see. She's got this horrendous pregnancy now. And Richard is working all day, and because Debbie's been told she's got to have bed rest, he'll come in the evening, he's done the shopping. He cleans the house. They live in a converted barn, so you can imagine how big it is. He vacuums, he cooks her a meal to try and tempt her appetite because she's throwing up.
Two sons? Is the other one married?
The other one's dead.
Oh, shame. Sounds like my sort of chap.
Yep. I'm afraid
he
was one of the 60s products who got onto all the drugs and things. Yep. And had a stroke, a brain hemorrhage.
Lord. But you know, honestly, the mothers like Ken, they do their children absolutely no. They're now the proud owners of three sons, all of whom. Well, John's on his second marriage, Tony's on his second marriage, and Ken, presumably, at some point will be on his second marriage.
Yes.
And quite honestly, I think they. Not only do they not bring them up to do and be useful like that, but I think Ken's basic problem was his family never showed any affection, any warmth, any caring, any love. And I will do anything for anyone if they just say thank you.
Yes.
But
yes.
With Ken, the
our mother-in-law was just the other way around. She was drooling all over him.
Oh.
In his 50s, it was my baby boy.
Oh, please.
It used to make me want to throw up sometimes. Please. I couldn't believe it when I first year of marriage, when I got pregnant, we'd walk into her daughter's sitting room. She'd struggle up out of an armchair, and I'd think, oh, gosh, no, she mustn't get up for me. I've got my tummy out here. My baby boy must have this chair. Not her pregnant daughter-in-law, but her baby boy.
Oh, God.
All 6 foot of him.
Oh, poor little soul. Oh, jeez.
No, darling, you mustn't do that. I shall take your cup out.
No, let's get on with it. Well, I worked, it took me...
Yeah, but I had to take over where she left off.
It is alarming, isn't it? It took me a long while to realise that one can be a total mug.
Otherwise, the place was a tip.
Oh, yes. We used to live in a three-bedroom semi-enclosure before we moved to our present house. And one Christmas, Ken said, well, I think it's handed all our family to us, which is his mother, his father, his elder brother, his wife, two little girls from them, Tony, Karen, and their little one. His grandmother, and I think it was an aunt, and I said, can we live in a three bedroom semi? Oh, they weren't mine for Christmas.
They weren't
and
mine.
And they rang up. And they said, we're sending you a list of what we expect to be available in the way of food at Christmas, because we always have the same thing.
Yes.
So be it. And we ended up virtually with roses sleeping in a fish tank.
Yes.
And they all said, now, look, is there anything we can do? And I said, no, it's right. If you're coming to me, as far as I'm concerned, I will do it. You know, leave it to me and I will pay. Later, I was, what a twit. Not one of those females worked.
Oh, no.
They were all at home all day. I was only one who worked full time. They came on Christmas Eve with reluctance because I said, look, I'm sorry, but I have to work because this is lunchtime. This is like, we'll be there at 1:05, knowing I finished at 1. They were there at 1:05. They finally left 2 days after Christmas because I said, look, I'm sorry, I have to go back to work today.
Yes.
Oh, well, we'd better go then. But we'll come back next year because that was good. I said, no, I'm sorry, you won't actually. I think I've sort of done my bit for a little while. Someone
That's
else.
That's why my daughter's now.
And I thought, what a fool. None of them work.
No.
And I've done the whole bloody lot. Slaves
You should have
Christmas.
Said, so-and-so, could you come and do so-and-so? My daughters now do Christmas Jesus. For me. Because yes. one Christmas about
this way, babies.
4 years ago.
Henry, Lucy. Lucy. This is such a rat bag. Hang on, Jimmy, I'm going to get it. Don't let me know she's going there.
Come on, that's a horrible noise, isn't it?
I don't know what it is, but she always has a wild urge to go in there. And I think it's water in there, but it comes out clean enough.
Oh yes, it's just undergrowth.
No, we were saying
foxes
about,
and rabbits.
Clearing round, is there this monster swim, I think.
Yeah, oh great.
Yes, it's
great.
A bit there.
No, I found that now, I mean, my girls used to come to me with boyfriends as they grew up, and then husbands. But they always help. They always help with the veggies and things
like
that.
That's what I assume his family would do.
The clearing up. They always gave a hand. But even so, they didn't realise that for 3 weeks beforehand,
of trading around the shop,
the lists,
getting it all
the
in,
planning, the food,
pumping it all home, packing
yes.
it all away.
Yes, and all the presents.
Oh, God.
My husband's never bought the Christmas presents. He buys one, and usually he delegates that to one of the girls. What shall I get, Mum?
So he doesn't actually go out and do...
He doesn't have to do anything. But about 4 Christmases ago, I'd had the whole lot down. I'd had 9 of us for the whole Christmas week. Boxing Day, I went in the kitchen. 2 of Diane's friends had arrived, who lived in London. And I went in the kitchen. I'd had a bad dose of that flu virus that was going around, and I'd worked right through it because of all the Christmas preparations.
We don't have much boxing, do you?
And I went into the kitchen, and I passed out. First time in my life. I've never passed out, not even in pregnancies or anything.
Mm.
Next thing I remember was being undressed and in bed, with Debbie standing there with a boiled egg on a tray saying, Mummy, we're so sorry, you'll never do Christmas again. You've done it for us for 40 years, but we'll do it for you now.
Oh, bless the cotton socks.
And they have ever since.
Well, bless them and let them keep
but
on
But there
doing
again,
it.
You see, I go in the kitchen and say, right, you want me to do
Here
the sprouts?
I am. Shall I start on this or do you want me to
yes.
do that? I know.
Yeah. What would you like me to do?
Yes.
If the, I say, if you want me out of the kitchen, just say so.
Absolutely.
I don't
want to
be under your feet.
But.
And they'll either say, oh, go and read the paper, Mum, I'll call you in half an hour.
Yes. And then you feel...
And we get
on
fine.
Well. Yes, absolutely. I know. But it takes you a long while to realise what a twit you've been for so long.
Yes. Oh, bless their hearts, it always helped, but they hadn't realised,
yes,
I think...
Yes, but until you are the one who does it, you have no comprehension of what is
yes.
involved.
Yes, Diane was the first.
I have my mummy and my daddy coming up for a couple of days, and that will suit me fine.
Yes.
And but I enjoy looking after them.
40 now, you see, so...
Well, I'm 42.
Yeah, well, my oldest daughter's 40.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, well, she's the one that's pregnant with the terrible
That's
time.
Debbie. She'll be 30 this month.
This is a funny old thing. Actually, I must tell you, I feel an awful lot better since I passed last Friday, because last Friday I saw a solicitor and the divorce is now actually set off on its merry way rejoicing.
I think you're much better off.
For the first time since he went,
I envy
actually
you.
Slept through the entire night because I thought, goody, the sooner the divorce goes off, the sooner I'm on my way out of the... Oh, head, Rocky, Lucy, your head was it?
He's got nothing left. He's got nothing left. He's empty.
She's probably whittling nothing. Four drops, Lisa. It wasn't worth sitting down for. No, to think that once that's gone off, which it did on Friday, I'm now on my way out the other end.
Oh, I do envy.
It's absolute bliss.
Alison, I do envy.
Yes. I think I do.
Oh, I'd love to.
I was talking to my girlfriend yesterday.
Oh, my own with Dindon.
Honestly, it never crosses my mind to think, I wish he'd come back, I'd go back to how life was, because I wouldn't touch it with a bar.
No. No.
Absolutely not for anything. No, life begins again. And as I say, I'm only 42, which isn't exactly totally past.
Oh, crikey, no, you're just beginning, love.
And I'm sure after
I'd got a four-year-old toddler and an 18-month-old crawler when I was your age.
Really?
Yes.
Goodness me.
Yes, so life had started again
down.
For me.
Poorly
except down. That, except of course, I was doing everything for everybody.
Yes, being in
no home. Help with anything. That was after
Henry,
an emergency Caesar and everything. I think I'd better do it this
yes,
way,
do
Henry.
It's lovely. You have a nice old one.
Henry, don't throw
off
it
you
too
go,
far,
good
otherwise
boy.
It's so well hidden in the leaves.
It's exactly the same colour. That's the problem this time of year. But no, life is a funny thing. And I find it personally very hard to believe that only 2 months ago, well, it was 9 weeks ago, life suddenly did an enormous sort of cataclysmic leap.
Yes.
And yet
it knocked
you
on your
are.
Heels, didn't it? I could
absolutely.
See it had knocked you back on your heels.
But you find out you can do things you never dreamt of.
Yes.
You find out who your friends are.
Yes.
And it's far from being the end of the world.
Oh,
but
too
I think,
true.
In a way, he's given me a lifeline. He's got to get out there and enjoy life.
Well, both my daughters
exactly
are married
to
divorced men.
Yes. And I sometimes think that way. I know with Ken's two brothers, the way they behave with wife number one and the way they are with wife number two is a different world.
Hello, love.
How are you?
Fine, are you?
The demon strimmer.
That's right, yes.
Isn't it noisy?
Here, haven't you?
Do you wear ears?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
Yes,
oh,
you
excuse
would.
Us.
Be careful, he gets between your legs
yes.
and goes bunt.
Yes. You want to sing with a high-pitched voice, you'll never have a better chance.
They both do. Hair. Lucy and Henry both do that. Shove their heads between your legs and go...
Yes, they're both totally shameless and their heads are like this. This is his mother. Who's the one
no,
he inherited it from, so do be warned.
Come away from the foxes, please.
Rocky.
Come on, away from the foxes. Picks up any bits the foxes have left, and then he gets an upset stomach, and that's another £30 at the vet.
It's not much, is it?
Well,
oh,
yes. Once they've had an injection and been back for a check-up, yes, it's a good £30. You can't step in the door, really, without thinking £25.
No, it's absolutely alarming.
Even for their injections every year, you know, and they're worming twice a year.
But you know the people that sort of take on a stray dog and things? I often wonder if they realise...
He was a rescue.
...what they're walking into, because the pet dogs are the same, whether it's a pedigree...
Oh, well, I knew, because I've had two pedigrees...
Hey! No,
it's
don't
right,
be horrible.
Darling, it's
right. Don't be horrible. If they good enough to let us walk with them, you behave, right?
That's, I think that was only talking.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, thank you very much, dog. Good thing I'm in my dog walk.
No, it's a white sweater. It's a clean white sweater.
It's an old
one. I put on my old trousers and welly boots this morning because it was
well,
going to be so messy.
I thought I was worried about falling off the pedals. Mind you, look at the safe of these.
I can only wear short ones, otherwise I catch on the back of the driving seat and I don't like that.
It's horrible.
Anything that makes me, impedes
it's
me.
Your normal
yes.
progress,
yes.
it?
Just happened at the wrong time.
Well, this week I have to fly up to Liverpool on the early morning shuttle.
Yes.
On Thursday. We go on a book buying expedition every year due to meters. We shoot a lot of books off blurb, but it's a lot more fun to go and actually pick the things off the
oh,
shelf.
Oh, lovely.
And there's a library supplier as opposed to a bookshop up in Lytham St Anne's.
So it's all paid for?
Oh, yes.
Great.
Up on the shuttle. Oh, we love it. Up on the shuttle with a good breakfast in British Midlands. The firm gets us the other end and drives us up to Lytham. We spend all day hacking around for 3 million books on the shelf there.
I didn't know they had a big library.
Oh, it's 3 million books. It's called Holt Jackson. It's one of the very, very old library suppliers. And
oh, so the public is not in.
No, 3 million books on the shelves, and we don't have time going at the clock to look at the prices, so we just go everything you want and bang it on a trolley. And as soon as the trolley's full, it's taken away, and another one goes, bong, 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 bong. And you hurtle around, and then in the evening they put us in a hotel overnight, and then the following morning they get us again after breakfast. And take us back, and we hack round and spend up whatever money's left. And they just shout out the money as we go. So tell us every time I get to 1,000. They say 1, 2, and you say, right, tell me when I get near 3. And I've got this, I'm dreadful at maths. I failed my third over 3 times. I've done 20 inbuilt thing about prices. I've never been more than £15
carry a
out.
Computer.
You can't, you haven't got time.
No.
I've never been more than £15 out at the end of a day and a half, which is unbelievable.
Very
good.
It just
must be sort of built in somewhere.
And this is what the government pay for?
This is all provided by Broadmoor.
For the inmates at Broadmoor?
Oh, yes.
They have a life of Riley, don't they?
Well, the trouble is we've got a closed population. It. Whereas in the public library, the people using it are moving. Some of ours are there for life. So therefore, you can't leave the same stuff on the shelves year in, year out. It has to be constantly changing.
You have more sympathy for them than I do. My first sympathy is with the people that they're in there because of, if you see what I mean, the low life. I mean, if they were in cells without any books to read or televisions to watch, I wouldn't have that much sympathy. My sympathy is with the little girls who've been left...
Oh, yes, I can understand that.
...assaulted in the bushes.
You don't hate someone because they have leukemia. You can't really hate someone because they've got schizophrenia and they're there because they've done something.
I feel sorry for them there, but for the grace of God goes any one of us. If they're sick in their heads, and they have to rape little girls. Mm. But my first thought is for the little girls.
Oh, yes,
and I would stick a needle in their bottom while they were fast asleep so they didn't wake up anymore. Just like you would with an animal that goes bad.
Mm. It's very easy to think that until you know them as people, I must admit.
Yes, I can see your point.
There is a hardcore who, it's not necessarily what they've done, but when you meet them, there's something instinctively repulsive about them.
Yes.
And often they're not necessarily the most serious offenders, but there's something in the way they look at you that to me is 100% unacceptable, and you just think,
yuck. You know.
At which point you have to try and cover over, because you can't say, God, you're vile, aren't you?
Well, I remember I used to talk to the nurses quite a lot when I walked Roxana, my big German shepherd, in Wellington.
Yes.
And quite a lot of the nurses used to walk their nurses. I mean, they're all trained in unarmed combat and they're wardens. Let's face it, they're not nurses. And one of them was saying to me, we had a fellow in the other day, he'd fallen up the police station steps, I think. He said, but he'd been to see the do-gooders. He'd had this interview. Mm. And he'd convinced them he didn't need an operation. He was cured. He'd had his treatments. Psychiatrist had seen him and he was all right, thank you. He said, and they're so clever, they can convince anybody on the outside.
Yeah, that's the answer for a psychopath. They wind you around their little finger.
Exactly. And as we took him back to his room, not his cell, but his room, he turned to my mate who was with me and said, I didn't want an operation, I like having sex with little girls. He said, now I've got two little girls and I had to turn and walk away. I said, I can understand that. He said, I had to turn and walk away because my fingers were itching.
Yeah. I find it a lot easier actually not to know what they've done. When you start work there, you tend to look at everybody's case notes, which you're entitled to do.
Yes.
As much as anything. So if somebody's sitting writing a letter and you say, oh hello, writing home to mum, and he says, no, I killed her to come here, you don't put your foot in it in a big way. But after a while, because you know nobody's there for being nice, it really doesn't make a lot of difference. Then think, oh, here comes a rapist, here's a sex offender, here's a whatever. Yeah. Just to take them as they come as people, because you've got to treat them all the same anyway.
Yes, but this fellow, you see, I said to him, you had a lot to do with that fellow. He'd been down to collect him from somewhere on the south coast as well, with the police, of course. And I said, what happened to the little girl? He said, oh, she's been in psychiatric care for 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no chance of her... And she was shattered. Her life was ruined.
Their lives can be totally wrecked. I don't doubt it for a moment.
So I didn't have much sympathy for
the
man
who's
got his cigarette ration and his television.
And you think, oh, my God, you know, I put no money on him.
Yeah. Well, do you remember the one 2 or 3 years ago who talked the do-gooders that he was fine and he was let out and within 24 hours he'd gone down to the South Coast, killed his mother and his girlfriend. Just like that.
Yes, there are those.
I mean, I'd stick a needle in their bottoms just like I would for a dog that had gone bad. Yes. I'd say, poor creature, can't help it.
There are some, but then you see, Ginny...
But I feel sorry for the victims.
A girl in there killed her daddy. But why did she kill daddy? She killed daddy because he'd raped her repeatedly from the age of 6 and a half.
So she shouldn't be in there.
Who's the wrong one there?
She shouldn't be in there.
She needs help.
Yeah, she shouldn't be in there.
Exactly. But I mean, I rest my case. There's, when you know that entire story, some of them, it makes you wonder who's more sinned against than sinning. But it's a strange
I think she had every right to kill him.
Well, yes, so do I.
Justifiable homicide.
But then, if you develop a hatred of men and she's likely to go out and kill every other man she comes across, your duty then is to protect the outside world and her from herself. So, I mean, it's often a lot more sort of complicated than it seems on the outside. Henry, come back, you silly thing.
Come here and sit. It's a long walk for your fuel, wasn't it? Can't you get your van down? It's a long walk.
You like suffering, be honest.
You drove past me the other day when I was it you? When I whipped him into the side just down there.
Yeah.
I heard this Range Rover coming ever so patiently behind me at walking pace. I suddenly realised there was something behind me.
Is that Sunday morning walkers are out, Ginny?
A bit busier on the Sunday,
so. Yes.
Yeah. I walked all the way around yesterday at lunchtime. I didn't see a soul in the place. I saw one. Was it you? On the back meadow? No, there was one chap in the green thingy. Yeah. Oh, you're so butch and manly, Henry. Bye bye.
Don't work too hard.
He was funny one day in the week. I saw the post lady coming up the drive, and I said to him, he threw himself against the front window, saw there was indeed someone coming up the drive, tore into the dining room, picked up his tennis ball, raced back to the window, wow, with his ball in his mouth. And I said, Henry, you're really going to frighten off intruders with a ball in your mouth.
Well, actually, he would if they were strangers.
Yes, oh, I think he would. I mean, he
just the woo-woo-woo is enough, yes. He goes mad at the post. He drags it all across the hall, all through the lounge.
You were looking at the chap who has his own pedigree.
Oh, yes. He would too if he had one, bless him.
He's having to ring up the kennel couple and say, I'm sorry, my dog ate his pedigree certificate.
Yes. Oh, Rocket was the first few months I had him after he was rescued. And he was so protective of me because I'd given him a good home and never hit him in the face.
When you and your husband have, did he take sides?
No, he goes
up.
He puts his paws on the key, wags his tail, and says, "Hit me."
I'll take it.
That's what he would get used to. You see, can't bear angry voices. No. First, he used to go underneath the rocking chair
and hide.
Now, even if he's arguing with the television, which he will with politicians. He'll still go up and put his paws up on his knee, wag his tail and bury his head and say, hit me instead.
Oh,
I'm the punch bag. And I call him and then give him a game and take his mind off it. Take him to the kitchen, give him a chew or a treat or something, you know.
God,
Roxana, if ever, God forbid, if ever he had raised his hand, Roxana would have had him, I think.
He never did hit you. Yeah,
threatened to once or twice.
Out the door like that.
Threatened to once or twice.
I put them out the door just like that.
Yes.
So you've got them banged right so they lift the finger.
Oh, yes.
You.
Oh, yes. No, he knows better.
Yeah.
Dorinda's trained in unarmed combat, and, well, a very good self-defence.
Mm.
And she'd have no hesitation. She'd fall. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
She would knife him if she had to. And, of course, she'd end up in Broadmoor.
But we'd love her and look after her, you see.
Yes.
I use the word love very, very loosely, because, like, to be honest, I don't think I was the sort you love. You can feel things for them, but love is not one of the emotions.
Well, I can feel sympathy for the people who are sick.
I think some of the illnesses are so devastatingly terrifying that you can only think, thank God, not to have that, because it must be so frightening. I mean, like, some of the manifestations of schizophrenia are hair-raising.
Yes.
But there are undoubtedly, there's the good, the bad and the ugly in there. And there's some who are on a very easy trip compared to jail.
Yes.
Because if some of ours were in jail, they'd be killed.
Oh, of course.
Sex offenders and people who go for little girls, people that hurt policemen,
they always get beaten up.
They would never survive.
Yes. Especially when it's their own little
never
girls.
Survive.
Their own little
but
children.
Some of them are repulsive. Yes. I won't kid you. And it's very hard to say, good morning, John, how are you? When you're thinking, and you're thinking, you stay your side of the couch, sunshine.
And the back of your neck's going.
There's a handful always in the place that you think, please God, don't let Joe Flogs come out this morning. Good morning, Joe, it'll be you first one out.
Yes. Fall down then, fall down. One last one. Thank you.
Now watch it. Henry, you're going the wrong way as usual.
This way, it's easier to see. Not quite so many leaves.
Good boy.
Can't play cricket with the jacket on, can you?
Good boy, you find it. Where's Lulabelle gone? Lucy?
Rocket! They've taken each other for a walk.
Lucy?
I think they're having a little flirtation. I think
Lucy?
They're over there.
I think I hear
Rocket, come.
Lucy?
Come.
Come here, darling.
Come.
Henry, Lucy,
I'm glad to see you so happy and bright.
Oh, I am, Jenny.
I'm still enjoying your job.
I'm not letting the bugger get me down.
And if ever you think of it, just think, Jenny, give it back. Bacteria to be my.
Do you know, it's the most peculiar thing. A number of people who said, I mean, one of our Broadmoor nurses really made me laugh a couple of Fridays ago. Kenny said to me, typical Broadmoor, Christ, they've done you a big favour, hasn't he? I said, what do you mean? He said, you're bloody wonderful, he said. Taking years off you. And I said, thank you for those few kind words.
Has.
Yeah,
it
it's not all bad, Ginny. It really is. And the number of women who said, Christ, I'm seriously mine will do the same, is alarming, because I thought they were happy. You know.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now, we have to go and stand her.
Well, to be quite honestly, sweetie, I mean, I look at him and I think, I'm not unfond of him.
Ooh.
He's the father of my three girls who are the most precious thing in my life, you see.
Yes.
And if it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't have them.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'd have somebody else's.
If your girls are your daughters.
Yes. But you know, for years, when they were growing up in their teens, I was the the tennis net between him and his daughters. Where's she going? Who's she going with? Who's bringing her home? Is she wearing eye makeup? Why is she wearing nylons and not ankle socks? I was always the buffer between the two. I used to say, I agree with you, dear. I don't want her to wear nylons. That's not the point.
Yeah.
All her friends are wearing nylons.
That's right.
And she's not going to be the odd one out.
On her own?
Yeah. She's not going to feel the odd one out.
Mm.
It doesn't make much difference to us. We're not that hard up.
So you're really guessing all the way along the line, aren't you?
Until they left home. First of all, it was, I'll break his bloody neck taking advantage of my daughter, because they each lived with their boyfriends before. But they married them. They weren't if they'd been sleeping around, then I would have said something.
Else.
I would have said something to them. There was one man, and they stuck to him, and they lived with them first, and then they married them.
Honestly, in this day, I don't think that's any bad thing, because until you're with someone all the time,
God, if I lived with him first,
you'd never have got in. You'd never gone in, would you?
No way. If I'd known him, the whole courtship was a tissue of lies, you know.
Mm.
Where he lived, when he was born, where he was born, what his parents did, everything was in lies.
Disillusionment, completely.
Yeah.
Dear God. Anyway, we'll continue this merry saga and put the world to rights any other weekend.
And now I had a lovely fellow I'd grown up with in the same village, the same sort of background. We'd known each other since we were 11,
where's he now?
12. Still in love with me, he says. Working in Birmingham, living in Worcester. Phones me up now and again. Oh, yes. Unhappily.
Well,
still dreams about me.
Ever know, Ginny, happens in life. One day I'll tell you a story.
Met him in Stratford last summer when Dinda and I had a cottage.
Story.
Dinda and I had a cottage in Stratford last. We made sure that Father was going to Plymouth to Debbie's for the week. He said he adores it down there.
Yes.
He didn't really like it, but he had a lovely week. But at least we didn't come back to a house that was full of
absolutely
full of bedclothes and dirty crops. You see, we left it clean and we came back to it clean. We came back the day before he did. And we had a lovely week because we loved history, both of us. We went all around the historical places everywhere we wanted to go. And we did our own thing, not always feeling he's standing there impatient.
I know.
Not going around all the airfields and things.